Welcome to the Naked Relationship Podcast. I'm Adam.
And I'm Kelly.
The sexy, wonderful Mexican living in the rural Bible Belt that is a slut.
Funny.
I do love you.
I love you too, baby.
I love that you're a slut.
You're so cute.
We were just talking about how she hates my penis. I don't know if you heard last week's episode, but it doesn't satisfy her anymore, so we're moving more into a cuck dynamic. With degradation. No, I'm kidding. I couldn't handle degradation.
Oh my god, yeah. Remember, oh my god, that guy that did it and recorded it and you listened to it, we were like, nope,
yeah.
Nope. I was uncomfortable being there listening to
it. One of my favorite pornos of you, I have to listen with the sound off.
Hilarious.
He just like completely ruined it. I mean, I don't know if that was fault of his or just assuming the way things are based off of what you see in pornographic films found upon the internet. But, yeah, I don't know.
But, guys, we are back this week with a new episode, and we want to quickly introduce our social media stuff.
So, Kelly, her dirty Twitter is... No, I'm kidding.
Stop.
I know you're probably going to edit that out, but I kind of don't want you to. So, our social media is at TNR Podcasts. That's plural. That's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
Are you our Instagram guys?
Yes, and I do our Twitter, and ain't nobody been doing our Facebook.
Because not only do people want to know that you listen to this type of stuff on your Facebook, because you know what? Grandma is on Facebook now.
Gam Gam?
Gam Gam.
Well, I get all that. I work in marketing, and I've done social advertising and marketing for a while. Mm-hmm. But all that being said, we also have a website, which we would love for you to check out. Kelly has a blog coming out this week.
Hopefully.
No, bitch, they ain't no hopefully. That bitch is coming.
God, I hope it's coming out soon.
I mean, you don't have that much left to do on it.
Yeah.
Well, this is a blog from Kelly's perspective.
She's being lazy.
So, she's had it pretty much done for a week and a half, 2 weeks now.
I just need to go over some stuff and edit. But, yeah. Also, we love that you guys are writing in. I'm the one that usually answers them because I get super excited when you guys tell us that you love our podcast.
And because I make you.
No, I actually really love doing it.
She does. But in the butt.
It puts a smile on my face.
Yeah, all the emails and extra emails and tweets and direct messages that we've gotten, I've shown Kelly, and she does like this little like,
oh my god,
like cute squeal. It's pretty funny. But we really do appreciate it. And for those of you who listened to our Front Porch Swingers interview on their podcast, thank you for coming over and checking us out and all the very cool messages that you guys have sent in addition to our current fans. So
thank you guys. Love it.
Yeah. Guys, after about 3 minutes, we're going to dive right on in to our first topic today, which is the size of Kelly's breasts.
38C. Just kidding. No, but it really is. Okay, first topic today we wanted to discuss. So we are currently in a pandemic situation, the entire world, and I saw this great meme that explained perfectly what is going on within the United States, okay?
We're 50 steps behind the rest of the world, what your doctor said.
No. Listen, Linda. Okay? Linda. I saw this meme. It was perfect. I don't know if you've read Harry Potter, but I read Harry Potter.
You know that I haven't read Harry Potter.
You need to fucking read Harry Potter. Audiobooks, bitch.
To quote Caretaker from Longest Yard, readings for rich people.
I love to read. Okay, anyways. So, the people who do listen to Harry Potter, I thought this was great. So, how the United States is handling coronavirus is the equivalent of how the Ministry of Magic handled Voldemort's return. And I thought that was fucking perfect because they did not believe or didn't want to believe that Voldemort was back.
Why are you saying his name?
He who shall not be named, sir. Do you know a little bit?
Yeah, because of the movies. Because, like many other kids my age, I thought Hermione Granger was a hottie.
Oh my god.
I mean,
Harry Potter was a hottie.
I wouldn't say she's my celebrity crush still. Who's your celebrity crush? Wait. Robert Downey Jr. Ryan Reynolds.
Yes.
And some guy named Adam from a podcast.
But yeah, I thought that was great. But yes, we are currently in a worldwide pandemic. Today, actually, our governor actually implemented stay-at-home orders.
But it only lasts through fucking Sunday.
Yeah, that's kind of weird. Why would you put stay-at-home orders for like a couple days?
Like, shelter in place. It's so fucking stupid. Because it lasts through the duration of the current, like, state of emergency, which ends on Sunday. It is like... Are you just doing this so you can say you did something when you go to get reelected?
Yeah, what the which fuck? We are not electing him ever again because he was fucking... He's a fucking idiot.
I vote for you.
Thank you. So nice. You're okay, the, so back to the subject.
I'm kidding. I don't like voting for unqualified candidates.
Back to the thing I was trying to say. You just keep diverting everything. You need to stay on topic.
We're getting very political here. Look at you diverting things. Sound familiar?
Okay, so currently the world...
Is on fire.
Is on fire. Literally, coronavirus, and that has messed up with the whole situation on many levels of our personal lives, like our wedding, our lifestyle.
Yeah, our wedding might get pushed back another 6 months to December.
It could happen. It could. Our wedding planner said it might not.
I mean, I think we should just probably at this point go ahead and can't, because you guys know we're supposed to get married in June on June 9th, and and yeah, we don't know if we're going to be able to do it. We don't know if we're going to be able to go on our honeymoon, you know, but you know, it could always be worse, far worse off than we currently are. I mean, yeah. We're very fortunate to be in the position that we are, but you know, a lot is going on and we all know that you guys have had some cancellations of your swinger dates and, play dates or experiences.
Yeah, everything's like been that. Put on hold, and mm-hmm. everyone is stuck in the house going fucking crazy.
Crucking fazy.
Yes. Yeah. And that has also kind of, like, inadvertently, like, our break has kind of lined up with the shelter in place. So we have been stuck in a house, well, it's not really a house, an apartment together for almost an entire month.
Yeah, you fucking lost your shit the other night.
Yes. And it's affected me mentally. I'm sure it's affected Adam mentally as well. But like me, I'm a little bit more sensitive in the mental health area. So
yeah, you're a fucking snowflake. No, I'm kidding.
No, I really am. So it's been very difficult for me. And we've unfortunately had to experience a lifestyle break during this time. And it's...
So it wasn't like we were... Like it was difficult because we want to do our break with a purpose.
Yes, with a purpose and specific intentions. And right now, it is...
It was just kind of like...
It derailed.
Yeah, completely fucking derailed. But I mean, all in all, it was still, like, good to get away from the lifestyle. You know what I'm saying?
It was a good time to step back and enjoy each other's company. But, like, it took it to an extreme level. Like, company as in, like, you're in the same area with someone, not able to go anywhere else, and just like they're always up in your grill, man.
I mean, you do have a grill.
I got braces on that grill.
It's a George Foreman.
But yeah, so we've had to experience a break during shelter in place orders, and it's been very difficult for me. And it's so we've had to kind of figure out a way to, for me to have kind of like distance and alone time
without... So let's give you guys a little bit more context.
Yeah.
My employers allowed me to work from home. And the way that our workstation was set up at our apartment was at a desk that I could easily see into the kitchen. I could easily see into the living room.
This is while I was sick, too. I was sick, so I couldn't go anywhere. I couldn't go to my job.
And so...
And Adam was here at the little workstation.
Yeah, and so eventually I got a 4-foot table that I put in our playroom, and I set that up as my office. And Kelly was really needing alone time and just to be able to get the fuck away from me, because she's an extreme introvert in a lot of ways. Her alone time is very valuable. So I go in thinking that by me getting this table, she'll be able to have her alone time while I'm working and all these other things. So I put the table up in the office, I get it set up, and then what do I know? Kelly is coming in to the room and sleeping on the bed because she can't get away from me.
I got used to you. I got used to you being there, even though I kind of hated it. So it was just...
You had withdrawals.
I had withdrawals.
Would you say that my love is your drug?
No, I would not say that. Burke is my love. He's my drug.
He's our pussy cat. One of our two.
But after a couple days, I started getting used to the idea of you working from another room where I wasn't able to physically see you all the time. Mm-hmm. And it really did help a lot. Tremendously. And I would usually be in our bedroom, on my phone.
Masturbating.
On Twitter, Instagram, you know, the huge. And it really helped. I really enjoyed it. But we, after like, during the last week of what? March, we decided to end our break.
Yeah, we decided to start talking to other people first.
Yes.
In a non-sexual way to try to build a friendship. Yes. First and foremost. And then...
And I immediately fucked it up, okay?
You did.
I went from
I wasn't even gonna go there.
No! It's honestly always my fault. I always fuck up. And I really try not to. And this time, it really was my fault, though, guys. So I started talking to one of my regular play partners. And I was just, like, you know, trying to build a friendship, a relationship. But, like... I was just asking him some really,
Provocative
questions. It just started with a statement, like, me saying that I wanted to subscribe to an OnlyFans page. And it was, this porn star that I really enjoy. I like her body. I like her realness on the screen. And I just mentioned in passing that I really wanted to subscribe to her. And he inquired about who it was, and I let him know, and I also let him know this other porn star that I liked. And I sent him pictures, because he had never heard of them. I sent him pictures of these two porn stars, and that just kind of made a chain reaction into dirty talking and, like, texting a little bit. And I completely forgot that we were only supposed to be talking, not anything sexual, during this first part of the break, from the break. And Adam saw and quickly reminded me that, hey, I thought we weren't gonna do that. And it just hit me like a fucking train. I'm like, oh, you're fucking right, I am so sorry. And I was so, like, guilt ridden, like hours later, like, I apologized.
No, even like the next day.
Yeah, the next day I was like apologizing because I felt so bad. But we just have to be very careful. I have to be very...
I feel like it's really easy for you to get just, like, sucked in.
It really is. Like, I'm so gullible and, like...
I don't know if gullible has anything to do with this particular one, but, like...
I'm just so, like...
Or any of the other instances in the past.
Yeah.
But, like...
I get carried away.
You really do. And when you do, you completely forget everything else around you.
Yeah.
I mean, shit, even when you're in your phone and you're playing your Farmville app or whatever, Animal Crossing, like, there's no, like, talking
it's
to
all
you.
All or nothing, guys.
Yeah. So, all or nothing.
Yes, yeah, so the first week has been, it has been interesting. We did actually meet a new couple, actually, during
and
this.
And they are, so far, they seem fucking amazing.
Yeah, they seem great. Like,
hot as hell.
Yeah, they're really attractive.
Kelly wants his penis and her pussy.
They're really attractive. They're in their late 20s, they're exactly our age, almost.
Well,
like
a year older.
Yeah, they're a year older, and we just love the fact, I love the fact that we have found a couple within our age range in the lifestyle, because usually it's a little bit older than us, like ranging from like 10 years and older and up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
if that makes sense. Sorry.
Well, we're the babies of the group.
Yeah, we are definitely the babies of the group. But like, I love how the trend is like coming towards,
like, it's attracting more of a younger crowd.
It's attracting more of a younger crowd, and I'm really for it, because we're we're the babies, like you said. We're the babies of the group. And we want to be able to enjoy what we do with people our own age. And I'm so glad that we have met them. And we
we did a virtual date.
Yes.
Yay, Corona.
So, modern problems require modern solutions, and we have set up a virtual date. And Adam and the other gentleman actually mentioned this in the group chat.
So we played a game called Truth or Drink, and they have their own YouTube channel. They do Fear Pong and Truth or Drink and a few other things. And it's by Cut Media, and we're not sponsored or whatever. But I am guilty of binge watching their YouTube
channel. He watches this all the fucking time.
No, not so much anymore. But
a while.
There's only so much Fear Pong you can take.
You were watching it pretty consistently for a while.
Yeah, because I was bored and the YouTube algorithms kept suggesting things that I would be interested in. Damn you, Google. And so they have a card game, and it's basically what they're playing on the YouTube show. And so you can buy the one already printed and everything, or you can print it yourself and save $28. So that's what we did. And
we printed this game out. We cut up the little cards. We sent them a copy of the PDF so they could print it out and cut up the cards.
And the way the game works is Kelly gets to draw a card, and on the card it has two questions. And she assigns two people to ask those questions to other people. So she could say, Adam, I want you to ask this question to so-and-so, and then so-and-so, I want you to ask this question to another so-and-so.
Yeah.
And whoever has the best answer wins the card. If you don't want to answer the question, you take a drink. And questions are anywhere from, like, sex to what's your most embarrassing moment, have you ever shit yourself, those types of questions.
It's a really good game to get to know someone.
But I feel like as swingers, we're pretty open in terms of, like, our sexuality and what we'll be willing to divulge among other swingers.
Yeah.
So it kind of failed because, like, nobody got drunk. I think I had 3 beers over 4 hours.
But it was a really good time.
Yeah, it really was. And like, they're really funny.
Yeah, we got to know them on a little bit more personal level. This was like we tried Zooming them and Skyping them.
Well, Google Hangouts and Zoom. But it was, they didn't have enough upload speed to really.
We had some technical difficulties on their side, but overall we got it working really well.
Yeah.
We were able to chat with them face to face in a virtual world.
Even though they were like 35 miles away from us, we were still face to face.
Yeah, we were very conscious of the shelter in place order and not wanting to. Well, we can't go anywhere because all the restaurants are closed. They're only to go or pick up delivery type things going on. So we can't go anywhere. So we decided to do the virtual date versus our usual of like meeting someone for dinner or drinks and then seeing if we meshed well. But we definitely clicked in the chat.
And it helps that they think that I'm funny, because who doesn't?
No, guys, I was telling a friend who's actually a stripper about Adam and how he presents himself to other people. Like, Adam has a very unique personality that can come off either really funny to people who get his humor. Oh my god.
Yes. Hey, my name's Hugh Morris. Nice to meet you.
Okay, like I was saying, people can perceive Adam in two different ways, like when they initially meet him. He has a very specific type of humor that some people either understand or don't get.
And I do it very deadpan, too.
Yes. Or he can come off as a complete fucking dick and asshole, and they fucking hate him. Like, this is 50-50. Like, they either fucking hate him or they love him.
You just gotta be ready for me.
Yes, so every time Adam meets a new person, he is totally himself, which is his funny, deadpan face.
You hear that? She admitted that I'm funny.
His funny, deadpan face. And, like, the people can either
positive or negative reactions.
Yeah, perceive it as a positive or a negative, depending on how their personality is. And that kind of hurts him sometimes, I guess.
Yeah, I get butthurt easily.
He does not get butthurt easily, but people don't really appreciate him for who he really is.
Oh, like you do. Is that why you let me put a ring on it?
Oh, maybe.
Oh, Lord.
But yes, Adam has a very particular personality, and thank God it meshed well with this couple.
Yeah, because they're fucking awesome.
Yeah.
They're hot as hell.
They're really attractive.
And honestly, I am ready for his dick in my pussy. I'm kidding.
Pussy.
He's straight, but I'm just being funny.
Yeah.
But so, no, I'm. If it was up to me, and this quarantine wasn't like, and this pandemic wasn't going on, we would have had them over already.
Yeah. They seem like a great couple.
Yeah, I mean, and they were ready to, you know, meet up too. You know, it's just this whole pandemic bullshit. Well, it's not bullshit, but I mean, you know what I'm saying. It's like, it's all unfortunate, but, you know, I just wish no one was going through that right now.
Yeah, so this is actually our first couple together in a while, and...
Yeah, since really Destiny and Daniel that we enjoyed both of them, mm-hmm. and vice versa.
Yeah, so it's been like over a year, and we actually have a dedicated playroom that we use, but
to get a hotel.
Yes, it only has a full-size bed, and I figured a hotel would be better, and we can just book a hotel with one room and two queen-size beds. That way we have enough space and room for activities, and...
Like your dick in my pussy.
And yeah, that's going to happen this Saturday. We're really excited for them to come over to our little town and visit us. And hopefully
little town.
It's little.
That's what she said. You heard it here first, folks. First, I can't stop coming. And then now I have a little tiny penis.
Our little town. And hopefully they enjoy our company. And I hope we enjoy theirs. And we're just really excited.
Yeah. Well, tune in for next week's episode. It'll be posted again at Friday.
Because we are being consistent, guys. What? Every Friday in the morning, 6 a.m.
What's that?
New episode.
What?
Oh, my God.
You didn't tell me.
All right, guys. Follow us on our social media. It's at TNR Podcasts. And I run the Instagram.
I run the Twitter.
We have a Facebook. You can just check it out. You don't have to follow or subscribe.
Look at you telling people not to subscribe.
Well, you don't have to, because I know on Facebook, you don't want your family and friends to see.
Well, we talked about it earlier.
I know. We don't want them to see what you like or what your kinky shit is.
I mean, I'm pretty kinky.
The Naked Relationship website. What is it, babe?
TheNakedRelationship.com, and you can email us on there or direct at questions@TheNakedRelationship.com.
All right, guys. Bye.
In the words of my future sister-in-law, see you later.